From his post.
Hey, it's Bobbin.
Speaking.
Hey, Bob, it's Sam at Bank of Cardiff. Did you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I know you've been busy, and last week was kind of tough for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like you just wanted to get some information on the working capital programs. Do you have an idea of, you know, what exactly you were looking for?
Not off the top of my head. I just have a few things to do here and at the other facility, so probably looking like 25, 30, somewhere in there.
Okay. Was any of that going to be for any equipment or anything like that?
No, more or less renovations. The other property is going to be fixing up a few things and then selling it to buy a larger one.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, and then how about as far as the time frame goes, how soon were you looking to try to get the funds?
As soon as possible. I want to get started on it before it gets too cold.
Okay, perfect. All right, and let's see, what do you know what you do for your top-line revenue each year, your gross annual sales?
You mean just for the credit card machine?
No, just overall.
Overall, I mean, it depends on my year. It could be from 325 to 475.
325. Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that puts you in a range that the 25 is definitely going to be attainable. Do you have any other working capital loans that are out right now?
No.
Okay, have you done a working capital loan before?
Yes.
Okay, so you're pretty familiar with how the process goes. I can keep it pretty basic and easy for you. I know time's kind of an issue for you. It looks like I have your email address as tubbed426@AOL.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'll do, Bob, is I'll send you an email right now with a list of what I'll need from you. It's pretty basic. It's going to be 6 months of the bank statements, a tax return, and the application. Do you guys do a large volume of your sales through credit cards?
I would say probably 50 or 60%.
Okay, if that's the case, then what I'll do is I'll also need 4 months of the merchant processing statements just to show the credit card sales.
Okay, now what is interest rate and what would be payback time on that kind of money?
Sure, okay, so the rate, it's going to depend on a few different things. We'll look at the cash flow. We'll take a look at your personal credit. So it can vary. We usually start at about 10 cents on the dollar and go from there. As far as the terms go for the payback, it can be anywhere from 3 months up to 3 years. So what I do, my job is I get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term, and then kind of work backwards from there. So if I get you approved for 50 and you only need 25, we can do 25. I'll get you approved for a term as long as possible, something like if it's 2 years, we can match you up on something. If you're going to have a return quicker, you can take something less than that. Obviously, you want to match the term up as best you can, because the longer the term, the more you're going to be paying for interest.
Yeah, but it's also sometimes easier, too, if you have a slow month or two, you know?
Exactly that. So it can kind of come down to your preference, and we can go over those options once I get you approved. If what matters most to you is having an affordable monthly payment or getting through quickly with a total payoff being less, I can take both of those in and get you, you know, pretty much whichever one you prefer.
Okay.
Now, as far as the payment, we do have a couple options since you do take a lot of your payments through credit cards. Mm-hmm. One of the options that we have that's on the table is we can set you up with a merchant cash advance, pretty much. It's an MCA loan where the payback is structured through just a daily percentage withholding of your credit card sales. That way, if you have, you know, a slow day, you're paying back less that day. So you're not stuck with just that one payment.
The only thing is, doesn't the interest rate go up with that kind of a deal?
Usually not. I'm not sure what kind of interest rate you'd be looking at right now. And what I can do is I can give you options for both, an MCA or a traditional, and we can take a look and see which, we can run the numbers and see what makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about, what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's 690, something like that.
Okay.
And the reason it went down, I was a volunteer in a rescue squad for 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a credit card, you know, unit credit card, and you still have to have it in somebody's name, unfortunately. So when the township shut us down, they stopped paying the credit card.
Oh, man.
And I didn't know it. I didn't know it for 3 months.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So, So for the past year and a half, I've had to hire somebody to get it off my credit because it's really not my credit card. You know what I mean?
Sure, absolutely.
But it's coming. You know, it's way back up.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, 690. I think the national average right now is hovering right around 680, 690. So you're in a spot that, you know, you're going to have options available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And these programs, they're actually going to be based off of your sales. Credit is just a small factor. It's primarily based off the sales.
Right.
So what I'll do is I will go ahead. I'll put the email together for you right now. And then as soon as you can send me back the bank statements, tax return, and application, it usually takes me about a day or so to get an approval with options. From there, we can get back together and kind of go over those numbers and see which ones you like and what makes sense.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So I'll send it out to you now. The email, you'll have my direct contact information, my email, my number. So if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call.
You got it.
All right, thanks a lot, Bob.
All righty.